This is Charlie Harper from the UK Sub saying, listen up to Turmoil on WUSB.
Fanzine, and I have a fortunate pleasure of talking to one of the greatest rock guys, in my opinion, Charlie Harper from the UK Subs. So how you doing, Charlie? I just see you're in your set, and you guys really rocked. And so what's going on with this tour?
Somebody asked me how I got these guys together, like Nicky Garrett and Alvin Gibbs from the old band, and I said, well, it was really, really easy getting these guys together. It was hard, like, you know, like firing the old band, you know, because the old band really wanted to do the work. But anyway, here we are with a new band, and it's with Nicky Garrett and Alvin Gibbs.
And it's not really a new band, it's the old new band. That's the original guys from...
The old, new, original classics.
And for all those kids listening out in Long Island, maybe you could tell them when you guys started and how, you know, how many albums and stuff you guys have out. I mean, it's like an unbelievable amount of stuff. You've been like touring continuously for a long time. I guess 1977, even earlier than that, you started? Or?
Yeah. Well, our albums, if you didn't know this, were in alphabetical order. So, like, you just have to... we're down to thinking about our T album. That's T, the letter after S in the alphabet. So look it up and you'll see how many albums we've done. And there's probably just as many unofficial albums, so we can't really count them. So I'll leave it to everyone else.
How did you guys start the UK Subs? Maybe you could tell a little history, you know, how the band got together and stuff and what you were into then.
It's a funny little story, actually, because we're into girls. So I think some of us had all the girls and some of them didn't. So my band basically left me. And I had to get a new band, and I kind of... this was the Subs before the UK Subs I'm talking about, actually. The band split up and had a former band called the UK Subs. And I don't know, just It's really funny, because some drummer, we were looking for guitarists and stuff and bass players, and some guitarist shipped a drummer over to the gig, and because like my drummer left me, I didn't even have a drummer. So then we got a drummer for the session, which was Pete Davies, our original drummer, and then we got a guitarist, and then we got a bass player who brought a guitarist to the session. The guitarist never got it again, but the bass player got the job because he was so much better than I was. So then we just started playing, and everybody, this was a little kind of back room where, you know, you just let friends in and people to watch you practice, but not the general public. But we started all playing together, and all the general public from the bar below all came upstairs to see what the noise was. This was like very early days of punk rock. It was kind of happening. People liked the sound, but didn't really know what it was. And every time someone made a sound like punk rock, lots of people would gather and said, well, that's a new way of playing rock and roll. That's stripped to the bone, you know, no meat, just bone, you know. So that's the way it kind of started.
And you guys are definitely one of the original, you know, bands in that time. I mean, definitely the ones that started, I think.
Vibrators were going. And at the time, I mean, we were playing in little pubs with the Vibrators and everybody else. And, you know, it was free to get in.
Is this a fun tour with all these bands?
It's
like a lot of, it's kind of a family reunion of punk rock,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, there's Max right there, and it's not every day.
This is the bands who are doing it, but what we did not know is how bad they're ripping off the kids. I mean, the beer prices, you know, $5, a little tiny bottle of beer, you know, that's half a cup of beer in England. That's a lot of money for a little tiny bit of beer. The price is $25 to get in. It's a complete rip-off, and I will say this now, that we're not doing it next time if the tickets are over $10. Should be $10 so everyone can come in, you know?
And the price, I think, is like $20 tonight to get in the show.
I know. It could be half that.
You think that's a big problem here with punk rock these days?
Well,
everybody's getting greedy and trying to make as much money.
Yeah, there's a lot of that around. But the thing is, like, New York has got a very, very high cost of living, so it can take $20-$25 in its stride. But there's a lot of places out Midwest and perhaps some places in the West, Northwest anyway, where it's just too expensive. Some places they'll be charging $35, you know, Las Vegas. But the punks aren't rich in Las Vegas. The punks are still poor, you know, so it was crap. 200 people came. And New Orleans too, I thought it was a holiday resort town, and you know, there'd be millions of people, but there wasn't. No one was going to pay $35 to get in the show, which, you know, it should be $10 and to be a festival, you know.
Well, what's kind of the message that the UK sub is trying to say? I mean, yeah, I know you have songs about partying, but then you go into a lot about politics, a lot of the English government, anti-police type stuff. You know, what are some of the things?
The very word UK subs means United Kingdom Subversives, right? You've heard of Free Ireland, you know? I mean, you might have heard of Free Scotland, but you don't really hear a lot of Free Wales, and you don't really hear anything of Free England, you know? And we are from self-government, you know, autonomy for all, and, you know, I'm an Englishman, but England exploits Scotland and Wales and Ireland, of course. And, you know, people, you know, won't be happy. There'll be, you know, like, unrest until people have their independence. You know, the Scots are very different from the Welsh, English and Irish. The Irish are very unique. The Welsh are unique, you know what I mean? They should be left to, you know, govern themselves. I mean, a lot of them are against it because they get a lot of money from England, maybe, after England has exploited them, but...
And you think that's a bad excuse?
Well, yeah, I mean, just because they've got it good, you know, the rich Welsh people have got it good, no need to kind of, you know, let's give the poor Welsh a chance and chance of identity, you know?
I mean, you know, I know some people say, oh, well, those countries, some of them weren't doing anything and they were down in the dumps and England pulled them out. But I guess the thing is that when are they going to let go now, right? I
mean, exactly. You know, that a lot of, you know, there's probably like a third of the population of England in Wales, and you know, it kind of stopped them from becoming independent because they're going to, you know, they have ties with England, so they're going to vote for a United Kingdom at the time. You know, it's really difficult. You know, there's more Irishmen in England than there is in Ireland, and there's more Irishmen in the US than there is in Ireland. You know, I mean, it's a very small population. They can be easily overcome by the north of Ireland. You know?
Do you think politics and punk rock is kind of thing that's dying a little? I mean,
no,
bands
no.
like Crass and stuff were really into it.
And then you got to listen to Stratford Terrorist, because that's Steve Ignorant from Crass. He's the voice of Crass. He's the voice of that kind of political movement, like it or not. I don't know.
But you think
they're on the road and they've got their followers.
You think it's definitely that they'll always be a part of the music and it should be?
Oh yeah. It's got to expand. It's got to. Every band has its own kind of expression.
Okay, and I guess I'll kind of wrap it up and just ask, what was the thing that you know, you want to tell people the most about the UK subs? Any last words or stuff like that? You know, maybe kids starting bands or something, you know, any words of wisdom from Charlie Harper?
Well, I try. The thing is, I say a lot, is like, you only get up out of life what you put into it. You know, life really is yours to put in. The effort that you put in, you get back out of it. Once you started pursuing something, you know, like with a love and a strength, then you'll be an expert in that field, you'll be good at it, you become professional, whatever, you know, you can use it, not as just a hobby, as a career, but, you know, follow your dreams. What are your dreams? Realize your dreams and then work towards your dreams, because you can really fulfill your dreams. And what you put into that, you get out of it. If you don't do anything about it, then you lose. You know, if you try and follow your dreams, find out who you are, and you know, you'll be successful. And that's all I can say. Follow your dreams.